WATB Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. Good evening, Bride. Good evening. This is our first broadcast since Mega Revival Tour. I am so excited to be with you today. This is your host, Dr. June Knight, coming to you from the great state of Tennessee. Today we are highlighting a man who is starting his very own radio show on WATB Radio. Please give it up for Pastor Marvin Swanson. How you doing, sir?
Dr. June. I'm doing great here. I'm in Colombia, South America, and I believe that God has called me to be part of what's happening in the United States, so I'm really excited to be part of what you're doing there in Nashville, and I'm just really thankful and blessed that you've invited me to be part of your ministry.
Yes, now let me tell you this, Bride, before we get started learning about him. I found him while I was on the Mega Revival Tour searching on YouTube, and I come across this pastor, and I noticed that he is speaking right out truth. He is speaking the truth, and he's not even in America. So I had to contact him and tell him, sir, I really enjoy your ministry. We have got to talk. And it ends up that the Lord told me to ask him to be a part of the Mega Revival March across Washington. And he flew. God worked it all out where he could fly to Washington, D.C. and speak right there at our nation's capital. After that, we were sold. This man is of the Lord. So God has placed it on both of our hearts to speak into the nation about our country and how to help our country. And we're doing that through the medium of radio. So starting November, the first Monday in November, he will be his own show. And what is the name of your show going to be?
It's going to be called America Arise and Build, based on the book of Nehemiah.
Yes, I'm so excited. Now, I want you to tell them, before we get started on your new show, tell us a little bit about you, Pastor Marvin. Who is Pastor Marvin, so they can get to know you a little bit?
Okay. I'm actually a Canadian citizen. I'm living here in Colombia, South America. I also have a Colombian citizenship as well, and we do missionary work here, evangelistic work in the south part of Colombia. If you know where Cali, Colombia is in the south part of the country, we're in that area. We work with the Guambiano and the Paez Indians mainly. We do radio ministry. We were doing television ministry as well in Cali, but the Lord moved us into a different area. So we're just doing radio ministry now. We do it in this area. And then, of course, we do the ministry that I've been doing on the Internet, through Facebook and YouTube and some of those different platforms that God has provided. But my main thing is always with the gospel. It doesn't matter where I live geographically. You know, just as you know as well, Dr. June,
yes.
You know, if you have a heart for God, you have a heart for the ministry, it doesn't matter where you live, that's what you're going to be doing. And
exactly.
So, I've always had right from the, you know, when I was just a new Christian back 36 years ago, God called me to go to communist countries and to native populations like in, you know, in North America and now here in Colombia as well. And it just seems like I have a natural gravitation towards those kind of people. And
right.
The area that I'm in here, of course, it's a very large native population with both Guambiano Indians and also the Paez Indians. Plus, this was a communist stronghold. Communist guerrillas controlled this area. 20 years ago, people were afraid to come here. And there was Christians that died here for their faith in Christ because they stood for what was right, and they were persecuted. And so there's been a lot of things that have happened here. And even to this day, there's still Christians that are pastors that don't want to come into this area because of what has happened here in the past. But this is the kind of areas that God calls me to go to. And I think that's part of the reason, you know, why the Lord really put it on my heart about a year and a half ago, probably a little bit more than that now, to start praying for the United States. Because the United States, believe it or not, was headed down that same path with socialism and communistic ideas under the last administration with President Obama. And I think that is one of the reasons why God put this so strongly on my heart to
I
begin
to
pray for the United States.
I was just about to say that.
You know?
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm sure that that's the reason why, because that's the particular call of God that's on my personal life. So
I
want to
say this, Pastor Marvin. I want to say this, Bride. If you're not catching on to what this man is saying. God, up until this point, this is all divine destiny and divine appointment. God brought this man to all across the world to experience communism. He's seen it with his own eyes. He knows what the devil can do to a country. And him 18 months ago or so, the heart for America. And so God began to have him and some other people start praying for our country. That's what began the love of the country. Now, let me ask you this, Pastor. Didn't you say that the Lord spoke to you that our president would be President Donald Trump? What did the Lord say to you about that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, it was about that time. Now, I just have to look back in my journaling, but it would have been in January or February of last year, 2016, the Holy Spirit began to speak to me about Donald Trump. And
yeah.
At that time, I don't know if he was even in the running. He might have been just thinking about, you know, running for the Republican Party at that
he
time.
He wasn't taken serious, but, I can tell you that at that time.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And the Holy Spirit woke me up one morning and said to me that he had anointed him with a Cyrus anointing, that he would be a modern-day Cyrus, and that he would be the next president of the United States, and that God was going to use him to bring deliverance to the United States from secular humanism, atheism, and socialism and communism and all these isms in the same way that God used Cyrus of old to deliver the nation of Israel in Isaiah chapter 45. And at
first I thought, this
is impossible.
Yeah, let me ask you this. When there's many other prophets that God spoke the same thing to about him being a modern-day Cyrus. When you do your show, America, Rise and Build, are you going to teach us about Cyrus to understand? Like maybe in the beginning, where you're building your foundation, can you kind of teach us what you mean by that and how that's going to be strategic in the rising and building of America, or what? What is God leading?
That will definitely be part of it. And also, God's really been speaking to me strongly, for the past several months about from the book of Nehemiah concerning the United States. And, like you already mentioned, God gave me a heart for the United States. I'm not an American citizen, but I want to tell you that God gave me such a heart of love and passion for the United States that I just have to know it's from God, and to pray for the United States. And way back, you know, when God first began to speak to me about this, I became, you know, I just became aware of the fact that, you know, if the United States, if it goes down and it falls to socialism and communism, we're all going down.
Come on now.
He just really began to put that into my heart. And so I got this desire to really pray and intercede and start praying and then take things seriously, you know, concerning Donald Trump. And then I began to hear other prophecies of other people that were, you know, they were getting the same message from, you know, in the United States and I think some other countries as well. And it seemed like the same message was coming through. And so we began to pray. And when I say we, I have a prayer partner that I call. He lives in Canada. I'm down here in South America, but I call him every morning, 7 days a week. I call him at 7 o'clock my time, 6 o'clock in the morning in his time. He's in the Mountain Standard Time. And we've been praying for the president for the last year and a half. Praise God. And it's just powerful. God's put this on our heart. And to pray for the president, pray for the United States to be the light that God ordained it to be from the very beginning, the founding fathers. And I've been doing a lot of research and understanding the history of the United States. And I'm getting more and more, you know, in tune with really what the foundation of the United States is all about. And my understanding, it was founded on the word of God by godly men that feared God. They had a revelation of who Jesus Christ was. They believed that they were, that God had ordained them to found that nation as a gospel nation to be a light, and so that there would be freedom for the gospel to be sent out to the nations of the world. That was the original mandate that they understood is from the Holy Spirit and from the Lord. So this is what I'm all about, is I want to see the United States be restored to its original mandate, its original calling. And I believe that that's what God wants to do. And, you know, there's a scripture in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 11. The whole chapter is about the restoration of Israel after it had been decimated by the enemy. It had been left in a barren wilderness. And God is speaking. The first few verses, the first 11 or 12 verses, are concerning, he's prophesying to the land. He's prophesying to the hills and the mountains and the rivers and the valleys. And he's saying to the land, you will be restored to your former estate, and it will be better than it was in the beginning. Praise God. And so God does things better the second time around. And this is what I'm believing from the beginning. God's going to restore it to its former estate, but that is going to be better than it was in the beginning. And so that's really where I'm coming from, and that's really where I'm going with my ministry. That's I'll be ministering along that line.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick little commercial break, and then when we come back from our commercial break, I would like for you to share your heart about the show and what the Lord is. Kind of give us like a preview of the first month's broadcast in November. Okay, Pastor?
Okay. Yep.
Okay, one moment. Are you a writer, or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. For it.
Amen. Okay. Dr. June, I just want to say this, that I know that there's many God-fearing people in the United States and many really powerful anointed ministries. And so I see myself as simply another voice, you know?
Right.
Another voice is speaking into things that are already happening. And I count it as a privilege and as an honor to even be able to speak to God's people, you know? And so
yes.
That's why I look at this as an opportunity. It's a door that God has opened, an opportunity just to share the things that God has placed in my heart. And hopefully they can be a blessing to many people and be part of the restoration that God wants to bring to the United States. But you see, I don't believe it's just going to stop there. I believe it's going to overflow the borders. I believe that that God has called the United States of America to be a lead nation and to be a light to the nations. And so whatever is happening in the United States is something that's going to overflow the borders, and it's going to touch other nations. So that's how I see it.
Right.
And I'm just happy to be part of what God's doing, that's all. And if I can be a blessing. I'm going to be sharing from the book of Nehemiah, and of course other places in the Bible as well. But
yeah.
In the book of Nehemiah is, you know, it's an incredible account of God's desire to restore his people. And I see this, relative to the United States right now, where the walls have been torn down. And, of course, we've all heard about the wall that God, and I believe God's put this on his heart as well, on Donald Trump, to build that wall along the Mexican border. And I believe that's something that God put in his heart to do.
I do too.
That's only part of the picture. You know, that's a physical wall. But
yeah.
There's other walls that I believe are even more significant, and that's the spiritual walls that have been, and the walls of morality that have been torn down through secular humanism, atheism in particular, and socialism, these kind of ideas. And now we have, like Islam, which is making a frontal assault on what we'd call the free world. And so we have all these, Islam, we have secular humanism, we have atheism, we have socialism and communism and evolutionism, and progressive socialism or progressive liberalism, and all these isms that really the enemy has used, especially going back to the 1960s. It seems to me that's when the real revolution against the Word of God really began in North America, not only, in the United States, but also in Canada. You know, when they took the Bible, they took prayer out of the schools and all that kind of stuff, and we know the story. And,
yeah.
And so these are the walls, I believe, the spiritual walls that have been torn down, and the enemy has used, and, political correctness. I believe that's one of the devil's primary weapons that he has used to destroy, people's ideas of morality, through that whole realm of political correctness. And so I believe that God wants to restore those walls. He wants to rebuild, just like Nehemiah. When Nehemiah heard that the walls of Jerusalem were broken down and the returning exiles were coming back, and he seen that as a reproach, and he wept. He began to weep. I believe there's many people in the United States that have been weeping for decades, and they've been weeping over the things that are happening. They've seen the walls that have been being torn down, and the intercessors. He began to cry out. He began to weep. He began to repent. And when I look at the book of Nehemiah, I see here that Nehemiah, he's an intercessor. And you say, well, he was just a king's cupbearer. He's nothing important. He's not an apostle. Wasn't a prophet. He was just, God uses ordinary people. And that's what we need to understand. We don't have to have a title. The title is a secondary issue. What we need to do is we need to have a heart after God. And Nehemiah is a man that has a heart after God. The things that break God's heart break Nehemiah's heart. And I believe that when he heard about this and he began to weep, really that was a manifestation of the heart of God. God was weeping for his children, and the walls that had been broken down, they were a reproach. And he began to pray, and he began to repent. And not only did he repent on behalf of himself but his nation, he was including himself in that repentance. And he began to call out to the Lord. And God spoke to him, and I'm going to share more of this as we go along over the next several weeks about this whole process. But it begins with intercessory prayer. That's where it begins with. It begins with people that have a broken heart, that have hearts that are broken for the things that break the heart of God. And I believe that's where it all begins, right there at that point. And when we come before God with that, you know, that, like the Bible says, a broken and a contrite heart or a spirit, God will not despise. It is an acceptable sacrifice. And when we come as intercessory prayer warriors, and we come with broken hearts because of what we see happening in the land, we see the reproach that has come and the humiliation that's come upon the land because of the secular humanism and the atheism and the anti-God, anti-Christ
right,
of this world.
Come on.
And we come before God with a broken spirit, a broken heart. God is going to hear that prayer, and we are going to hear from heaven, and we're going to receive instructions from the Lord, just like Nehemiah. He received a heart and the idea that I need to go and I need to do something about this. I need to get up, and that's, you know, that's America. Arise, build. And I believe this is the message for the United States that's not only going to affect that country, America, but it's going to affect other nations in the world as well. And Dr. June, that's where I'm coming from. I have a fire burning in my spirit for this. I have a heart for this, and this is where I'm going to be going. So I don't think I'm going to take it any further than that today, but just let you know a little bit of where I'm going to be, where I'm coming from and where I'm going with this. And one more thing I'd just like to mention is, you know, we talked about earlier in the program, I mentioned that I have a heart for countries that are, you know, under communism or socialism, that kind of thing. I grew up in Canada in a very extremely socialistic family, okay? Let me tell you, I could write a book on communism just from my early childhood, and that's the way I grew up. I grew up hating Americans. I grew up hating anybody that had any kind of authority. That's the way I grew up, with that kind of bitterness and hatred in my heart. And you know, it wasn't until I got saved, I became born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, that God began to change my heart, and I began to see things in a different light. I began to see things from His perspective. And this whole area of socialism and communism, that's man's attempt to produce a utopia on earth, and it's not going to happen, because what it does, it excludes God out of the picture, and man becomes his own God. He becomes his own authority. That's what secular humanism is. You make your own rules and your own laws as you go along relative to your circumstances or where you are at in life right now. That is secular humanism. That is atheism. And it's Satanism. That's what it is. It's putting man at the center instead of God. And so, Dr. June, there is where I'm coming from. There's where I'm going. And by the way, I'd like to say this. I love Americans, okay?
Yeah.
I love America. I love Americans. I love what the United States of America stands for. That is based on its original foundation, its biblical principles. I love everything about it. I have a love for America. I love Americans. And I believe that that is why God has given me this opportunity to be able to speak into this nation. And Dr. June, I want to thank you really from the bottom of my heart, you know, for making this connection with me, giving me this opportunity. And hopefully together, you know, we can make a difference. And whatever that is, I hope that we can make a difference and we can be part of rebuilding that spiritual wall of morality, of biblical truths and principles that have fallen down. And as a result, there's a reproach on the land. But I believe that God wants to remove that. And, you know, talking about that Cyrus anointing we were talking about earlier, I believe that's all part of that. So
what do you mean,
Dr. June? God bless.
What do you mean, remove what?
Remove the reproach. The reproach, you know, that secular humanism and atheism has brought into the land. And, you know, the immorality and all the different things that have happened because of that. So that's what I mean by remove that reproach.
Right. Well, I have to ask you, though, when you say build, what is it building for? What do you mean by rise and build? What's it for?
It's for the glory of God. It's always for the glory of God. So the wall that I'm talking about is a spiritual wall, okay? Just like we look in the natural, and we see that wall that's, you know, it's being built along the Mexican border. That's like the physical parallel to the spiritual wall that God wants to rebuild. The most important thing to rebuild that spiritual wall, that rebuild that relationship with God that's been broken, it's fallen down, and rebuild the walls of morality, rebuild the walls of decency, and all those things, the walls of integrity, the walls of justice, of truth that have fallen in the streets. And that's the walls that I believe that God has called me to be part of, to help to rebuild that spiritual wall that is even more important than the one that's being built along the Mexican border.
Oh, my God. Listen, let me tell you how awesome this is, Pastor. Here we was when I met you. I was on the road traveling the United States praying that spiritual wall around the country from border to border. Me and you meet in the nation's capital. We pray over the country, secure the borders, prayed over it for God to do what he's going to do. I'm starting a show called Mega Revival about exposing the enemy of what he's done in our country and how we need to, you know, not participate in these things, repent of them, so that we can become pure. And then you're having a show saying, arise and build. Mine is like, God is bringing this judgment to purify and clean so that we can have the greatest revival this world has ever seen. What you're saying is, you need to take that and you need to run with that, America. You need to build this country. God has a plan for it. This is what you're saying, if I'm hearing you right. God designed this country for a certain purpose, which is to send out more missionaries than we ever have in the history, to give glory to God in a nation that is built upon God, right? But what we've done is we've brought in all this secular humanism and all these satanic things in our country, which is what my show will be doing, is exposing all that. And then you're going to be telling them how to rebuild. I just think this is awesome. God is amazing.
Okay. Yeah, amen. And Dr. June, if you just think about this for a minute, it, you know, I to me, like, their spiritual truths, they manifest themselves in the physical. So if we see something in the physical that we know to be true, there's going to be a spiritual parallel to that. Okay.
Yes, amen.
I do
know that. Yes.
Amen. It works vice versa. So if we look at the natural, and we look at that wall along the Mexican border,
right?
Because there was no wall there, because there was no discipline there, because there was no authority there, people could just come across that border at will, pretty well, and do whatever they wanted to do. They could bring any kind of evil they wanted to bring into the country almost at will. That is really the picture of what happened in the spiritual realm. When the Bible, when prayer, for example, was kicked out of the schools back in the 1960s,
right,
that dude is saying, hey, we have open borders. We have open spiritual borders here. You can now bring in the guns, bring in the condoms, bring in the immorality, bring in whatever you want.
All them demons,
that's exactly what's happened.
Yeah,
and so
I
believe that what we see happening now in the physical, you know, with God raising up Donald Trump to put this in his heart so strongly that he's going to build that wall. That's exactly the same attitude that God is putting in his believing church to raise up those spiritual walls.
It really is, Pastor. When I was, before I left on the Mega Revival, when God downloaded the assignment, he told me, I'm the one that put it on President Trump's heart to build the wall.
Yep.
Because I'm a God of law and order. See, through Obama, he released those demons of lawlessness. And there has been many, many pastors speak out on my broadcast about it, you know, over the past 2 years, 2 or 3 years. And so now this is why, for one thing, that all these people have been screaming because order is coming. You know, right now we have a lot of chaos because the devils are screaming. And in the meantime, God is judging. which people have to get on their face and say, God, I need to repent. I need to find out what I need to do to make things right with you, Lord. Judgment, what people don't understand about judgment, Pastor, is that judgment is a good, great thing. Because us as parents, when we judge our children, when we discipline our children, it is a great thing because it smacks them into their self. You know, it causes them to reflect. That's all judgment is. I was reading this morning about the children of Israel, and this is exactly where me and you are at right now, because God told Moses what is coming ahead of time, okay? He told them, I'm going to judge, which is my show, and then I'm going to build and take them into the promised land, which is your show. And that's exactly what I believe. Yes, this is what I believe we're at right now. Because he was telling, the thing about this is Moses was up on the mountain in the great fire, the bush that was on fire, and God was revealing his heart towards the children of Israel, which I look at it as our country right now and why God has got me and you focusing on our country. Because what happened when Moses come off that mountain? I mean, not Moses, but Moses. My mind. Yeah, the burning bush. When Moses come off the mountain and the children of Israel, am I missing my story? My mind just went blank.
Okay.
The burning bush.
Are you talking? Yeah.
Well, when Moses was up there with the burning bush the first time, when he got the Ten Commandments, and he come down and the children of Israel was down there building up idols, worshiping other idols, which is what our country's doing right now, worshiping other idols. And then Moses come down and broke the tablets because he's like, what the world? I have been in the presence of the Lord getting the word of the Lord for our nation, and then you children are down here, you know, building up all these idols. You know, so that's what we're doing today by these broadcasts is breaking those tablets, saying we refuse for the idols, or at least my show is we're refusing for these idols to be built in our nation, which is what I'm going to be exposing. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is exactly what's happening. And the thing is, you know, when Donald Trump began to, you know, talk about draining the swamp, you know, and it just seemed like that resonated with people across the nation, you know?
Yeah,
it resonated with me. But you know what? I had no idea how many snakes and crocodiles there was in the swamp.
How many
it's
is
incredible. It's just incredible. It's just like I have never seen such an onslaught of evil against anybody in my life. It's just incredible. You know, I call them the major fake news media. They can't say a single good word about Donald Trump. In fact, if he would help an old grandmother that's in a wheelchair across the street, they would twist that and turn that into something evil. They can't see a single good thing. And so when he was talking about draining the swamp, he knew more about what he was talking about than we did, you know, initially. But this is really what it is, exposing the evil. And, you know, see, here's the thing. In Ephesians, in fact, I'm just going to, if you just give me just 1 second here with one hand on the phone and one of my Bible, I want to turn to Ephesians chapter 5 here, and I just want to read a couple of scriptures starting at verse 11. And it says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Now, here's the problem. You know, see, the devil doesn't mind if we recognize there's problems, but we don't do anything about it. Just sit there, be silent, be quiet, don't do anything about it. But the Bible doesn't say that. It says, have no fellowship, but it also says, but rather expose them. Okay? And it says, for it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. That's those drain the swamp. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. And then he says in verse 16, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Praise God. These are those times.
Yes.
These are the days, and this is what's happening. And so Donald Trump is not one to sit back. He's been exposing just exactly what the Bible tells him to do, but rather expose these evil works of darkness. And
yes,
that's why there's such a fight on. And that's our calling as well. You know, that's our calling. That's what the Bible is telling us to do. It's time to rise up, church. Time to wake up, rise up.
Yes.
And the thing that excites me about what's been happening for the last year and a half in the United States is that people are waking up. That is the good news. People are waking up, and that's why Donald Trump got voted into power, because people are waking up. And so my prayer is that the nation wakes up as a whole. Just wake up, cast out the devil, get back on track, rebuild those spiritual walls that have been torn down. Remove that reproach, remove that humiliation, and go on to serve the living God. Be the light to the nations that God has called you to be. Praise God.
I lay around this country. Oh, my goodness. Yes. I'm going to tell you what, Pastor, when I traveled the United States and I interviewed the Americans, most of them know that our country is in trouble. Most of them would call out, like when I would say, what is God saying to the nation? Most of them was repent. They know. Americans know what is upon us right now with all these different, crazy stuff happening, all these hurricanes and fires and earthquakes and volcanoes and shootings and, you know, which I'm going to bring this up in one of my shows. Some of this stuff is staged, though. Some of it, I believe, is, you know, like I said, if it's not really what they try to make it seem, but they're trying to get across certain agendas, you know. But anyways, Pastor, I thank you so much for what you're doing for our country. And listen, Bride, I want us to take a moment, and I want us to pray for him because, look, this man is a missionary. And listen, Pastor, this is not interfering because I can just hear some ministers that listen to this broadcast. Why is he focusing on America when God has called him to South America? Can you answer that critique?
I didn't quite catch the whole question there.
Hear some of the ministers out there saying, why is he focused on America when God has called him to Colombia? You see what I mean?
I have a good answer for that question.
Okay.
Because I am a citizen of Earth.
Right.
I'm not just a citizen of Canada or Colombia or the United States, but I am a citizen of Earth. And more importantly than that, I'm a citizen of heaven. And so what concerns God in the United States should concern me as well. What concerns God here in South America should concern me as well. And so that's my answer to that question. I can't explain why God puts certain things on people's hearts, but
right,
I know that he does. And all I know is that a year and a half ago, God began to really speak to me, as I just explained, you know, a little while ago, about Donald Trump, about the United States, and about the direction it was heading, and that what happens in the United States affects all the other nations in the world.
That's
probably more than any other reason. A good answer for what you just asked me is what happens there is going to affect us here in South South America as well. And, you know, when this first started to happen and God began to speak to me about this, people here in South America, well, just like you said there, they thought I was a little bit crazy, you know what I mean? Like, what has that got to do with us here in Colombia? I said, I'll tell you what it has to do. It has everything to do with you. That's what it has to do. Everything.
Yeah.
Because if the United States goes down, you are going down too. And they didn't believe me, you know, at first. But I can tell you some people have been changing their minds as they've been watching what's happening. And that was what God put in my heart. And this is why I believe that God's given me such a heart for the United States, not only for the United States, it's for all of us. But the battle right now, you could say the tip of the spear is happening in the United States. That's where the battle is going to be won or lost. And for this, more than any other reason, I think this is why, you know, God has spoken to me about this. And I believe that he's spoken to other people in other nations as well, not just me. But I believe there's other people in other nations that are just as in tune with what God is doing and praying into this as much as I am as well.
Yeah.
So there it is. There it is.
Yes, now, Pastor, you heard it, Pastors. You heard it now. And listen, I just want to thank you, Pastor Marvin, for taking your time for the country, and also you're mentoring one of our very special ministers here in the United States, Jeffrey. And I really appreciate you doing that. We love you, brother. And listen, Brad, I want us to pray for him as he goes into this endeavor of this radio show, because actually, Pastor, you know that our broadcast is all over the world. I mean, yes, we have the majority, like 80% is Americans, but we do have the other 20% that are on other parts of the world that are following what we are, the bride, which means a station of truth, what we are saying. So that's a blessing that you're going to be able to speak into our nation. And we're going to pray today, bride, and bless this broadcast. Lord, we thank you so much for Pastor Marvin Swanson. Lord, what you have called that man from and where you're taking him to, Lord, it is such an honor to even be partnering with him in this vision, Lord, and to hear what you're going to speak through this man for our nation, Lord. I pray that you expound this broadcast across so many different mediums and across so many different platforms, Lord, and that his voice will be heard and that the church will hear what he is saying and rising up and building our country the way that God means it to be built. We know, Lord, that you're coming back after a church without spot and wrinkle, and you're coming back after a victorious church, and that's what he's doing. He is lining the army up victorious, and we thank you and give you so much praise for it, Lord. We thank you ahead of time for the downloads that you're imparting into him of what to speak in these broadcasts, Lord. Bless him in every way. Lord, help him with his equipment, being able to call in, the money that he needs for this and everything, Lord, all of his tools and equipment. So we thank you and give you praise today, Lord. Bless him and his family, Lord. Bless his mission over there in Colombia, South America, what he's doing there. Bless him in that, Lord, and all that he does. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, brother, I would appreciate it while I have you on the line with me, since my show also starts in November, if you would pray for mine, please.
Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, that we are citizens of heaven.
Yes.
Even before we're citizens of this earth.
Yes,
we are citizens of heaven. Our true citizenship is in heaven. But Lord God, you love the people of the nations. You love the nations. And Father,
yes,
I thank you for Dr. June Knight. Lord, I thank you for her heart for you, her heart for America, her heart for the nations, her heart for sharing the gospel through these different avenues of communication, radio and television, the internet, and all these different things that you've given us, Lord God. And Father, I pray that this voice is going to go around the world. It's going to go across America. I pray that this great awakening that has begun in the United States of America will continue until from border to border, and then overflows the borders, overflows the oceans, and touches the nations of the world. And Father God, that you will use this anointing that you placed on Dr. June, that you will use this anointing for that express purpose. Father, to bring a great awareness, a great awakening. And just like the Bible says that we should have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Arise, awake, soldiers of God. Awake, Church of the Redeemed. Awake, Bride of Christ. And go forth in the mighty power of the Holy Spirit. And Father, I pray that that will be the anointing that takes this ministry and moves it forward, begins to multiply it and increase it and make it dynamic and powerful, Father God, and to win many, many souls and even win nations to Christ, we ask in Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Now, Pastor, stay on the line a moment. I've got a question. All right, Brad, God bless you. Y'all have a great day, and his show will begin the first Monday in November. Now, Pastor, wait a minute. You have to tell them how they can find out about your YouTube channel and everything right now.
Okay, well, I'm on Facebook just with my name and also YouTube. Marvin Swanson, just spelled M-A-R-V-I-N. And then S-W-A-N-S-O-N. So that's my two main platforms right now is Facebook and YouTube. So I have a lot of videos.
Awesome.
Yeah, I have a lot of videos on YouTube. So if somebody wants to go there, and I would really like to encourage anybody that wants to be a prayer partner with us here, because it's not just about Colombia. We are in Colombia. But it's all of us working together for the glory of God around the world. And really, I don't think it's so much about the geographical location as it is about the location of our heart. And praying and interceding for one another and recognizing that whatever I'm doing here in Colombia, it can also have an effect on what's happening there as well. And whatever we do for the glory of God, it's going to have that kind of, like you could call it, a ripple effect. And it's going to affect other people and maybe other nations. And so I really want to encourage anybody that would like to partner with us as prayer partners, ministry partners. If anybody feels called to come to Colombia, I would like to talk to them, and maybe we can make some kind of arrangements, and we can work together that way as well. So praise God.
Right. Okay, Brian, have a good evening.